Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
I love how the stories that have to do with the villages, they always call them like a villager, like it's Minecraft, right? You know, the NPCs in Minecraft, meh, that's all they say, meh. They just make that noise.
Is this a villages story?
It is a village. We got a villager. He was convicted now, so his sentencing is in. It's a good story, so I know. So his sentencing is in it. It's news. He got convicted last year of golf cart road rage. I didn't even know that was a thing. That's what he got. This guy, Sheldon Engstrom, he's 60. He's a villager. He was booked in Sumter County Detention Center Tuesday night after the sentencing. He pled no contest in Sumter County Court to battery and resisting arrest in connection with a golf cart road rage incident. He's been placed on probation for a year, ordered to perform 40 hours of service. He also had a right. He also was ordered to complete anger management. He had to write an apology letter. So what happened? It was a road rage altercation. So what happened? He apparently got impatient with a line of golf carts in front of him on the golf cart path. And he tried to pass other golf carts. And then he stopped at a stop sign and attempted to wave some golf carts past him. And a woman in a golf cart indicated she did not want to go around him. And he started yelling and screaming at her. And then he got out of his cart and began walking aggressively towards that golf cart. And then he began chest bumping the guy who got out of that golf cart. This is like watching Nat Geo. And then the one guy told Engstrom to leave him alone and said, "What the hell is wrong with you?" And then he threatened to hit the lady. And they literally chest bumped aggressively multiple times.
With the lady?
No, with the guy who was in the cart with the lady. All
right.
And they called the police on him and they arrested this guy at home. So really, like, the most that came out of it was chest bumping. I swear I saw this. I've seen this literally, like, in the wild. Not, I haven't, you know, like, on Nat Geo, right? So this guy's sentenced. That's just, if you're going to go that length, I'm just, you know. Let's see here. This, I got one woman who fled a traffic stop because she said she couldn't afford to go to jail. Boy. Lake County, Florida. She was arrested after she fled from a traffic stop. She says she couldn't afford to go to jail, she told the Lake County Sheriff's Office. Corin Perkins, 33, was charged with felony fleeing in an attempt to elude law enforcement, driving while her license was revoked. And this was after a vehicle incident that this happened late last week. They tried to pull her over. She didn't stop. She just sped away, literally sped. She was speeding. And they didn't chase her, but another deputy was able to find her abandoned vehicle. And they tracked her and they put her in jail. She's there on a $7,500 bond. Definitely can't afford it now. So look, that's what, you know, what happened. There you go. Yeah, don't play stupid games and you won't win stupid prizes. A good guy, Florida dentist, saved a man who was choking in a Port Orange restaurant. Patrick Cole was at the First Watch restaurant with his wife when a bite of food got stuck in his throat. Dr. Sean Bannon was sitting a few tables away. He noticed that the guy was distressed. He said as soon as he put his hands to his throat, he said it was like a knee-jerk reflex. I was on my feet. After a few repetitions, Bannon cleared the food. Cole could breathe freely. He took a few minutes to decompress, but was okay. So he literally just saved his life. So that's pretty wild. I read a story about the guy, Dr. Heimlich, who invented the maneuver, never actually performed it until like one day when he was old, and then he performed it. You would think that he performed that maneuver a million times.
Right.
A Florida man was arrested after forcing his way into a woman's home and hugging her. 29-year-old Florida man. He's got too many names. I need to take a deep breath for all his names. Nestor Miguel Zavala Zepeda. That's a lot. You pick, drop one. You know, it's like, what is the rule about jewelry? If you're standing in front of your mirror with all your jewelry on, take off one thing before you leave the house. Otherwise, you're over-accessorized and that's tacky. Okay, well, you have too many names. Stop it. It's tacky. You're over-accessorized. So this 29-year-old broke into this lady's home Monday and hugged her. He got charged with battery and burglary. The 21-year-old victim said she found her neighbor sitting on her porch. And deputies say he stopped her from closing the door, gained entry inside, hugged her without her consent. She got him out of her residence, called 911. So he's in there on a $20,000 bond. He did try to get back into her apartment. I feel like if he would have been able to get back in, I don't think it would have stopped at hugging. I think he'd have probably done something. Done something more, I should say. But that's, golly, people are, I don't know. I feel like maybe also too, she knew that he was probably a weirdo from the beginning, because the stories, like, she immediately was all weirded out because he was right there in front of her house. So that, or her apartment door. And let's see, a Florida man is accused of stealing a truck, crashing it through a fence at Jacksonville International Airport. He told police, whatever I took tonight was not cocaine. Yeah, that's it, guys. He says you didn't take the cocaine. So, partners who bring you free radio, the folks over at Kel-Tec, the P15, if you don't have it, you should. Why don't you have it? I mean, ask yourself that. Every time somebody talks about gun control, I kind of want to go out and get a new gun. And you can do the same thing. And if you don't have the P15, look, I just gave you justification. So you can be like, no, I need it because, you know, I'm fighting gun control. Kel-Tec is a great company based in Florida. The All-American Dream. I love the story, but I love what they make as well, just as much, if not more, really. The P15 Awesome 9mm Striker Fire Pistol. You have the polymer version, which has texture grip. Awesome. You have the wood version, metal version, which has the wood paneled textured grips. It looks like a James Bond gun. It's really cool. It's very classy looking. That's a classy looking gun. You have the tritium and fiber optic front sight, fully adjustable fiber optic, 2-dot rear. Striker fire reliability, great trigger pull, and you got a lifetime warranty as well. It's compact and ideal for concealed carry. It's from the inventors of the micro compact pistol category. So you have to check it out. Concealable, dependable firepower from Kel-Tec. Learn more about the P15 at KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com. Tell them Dania sent you and check out the P15 today. Okay, here's the other thing I wanted to have a quick conversation about is the palate cleanser. This is an actual story at The Economist. Is Kamala Harris Brett? I kid you not.
What?
The Economist asks Kane, is Kamala Harris Brett? And I thought, you mean like bratty, a brat? No, folks. We are enjoying a new, somewhat time-honored tradition of just butchering and bastardizing the English language to fit the album of a pop star, because apparently some pop singer came out, it's not metal and it's not actual punk, so I'm uninterested, and she came out with Brat Summer. Now everything's Brat. So is Kamala Harris Brat? And I keep seeing this over and over again, and I'm thinking bratty. Brett, it's like the people who say conversate is a word. Conversate isn't a word. Converse is a word. Conversing is a word. Conversate is not. My cicada scream. It's not a word. So I feel like the same thing is happening here. Steve, you're familiar with Brett, correct?
I stay familiar with pop culture and music just for my side gigs. But yeah, I think I have a gist on it.
So, I mean, it's the same thing as like Brat the word, right?
No, it derives from Charlie XCX's album called Brat. But for what I understand, it's essentially just like a punker way of saying like a girl that can get her stuff done but also party at the same time, that kind of thing.
Did you just have a stroke?
No, I just cannot make literally enough face. I cannot pull enough
face.
That's
the best way I can describe it.
So basically, Kane was like, oh, it's like Hot Girl Summer. So it's not a hot girl, though. It's like maybe a moderately attractive girl who's a jackwagon. So she's cute. So she's brat.
It's like a Y2K version of like a female yuppie. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Why do we got to destroy the English language, though? Why do we have to like make every... Oh, like how people invent words like conversate. This is brat. Why can't you just say, oh, it's bratty? I don't know. I don't care if I sound Sophia Petrillo years old. I really don't care right now. I don't care. I saw this and I'm like, this is at The Economist.
Of all the places, The Economist?
I mean, that's not a place where I expected to see this headline, Kane, but here we are. And then everyone's like, why is inflation so bad? Why can't I afford groceries? Why am I dying of hunger? Like, literally. No, it's because your hunger's Brett. Brett Girl Summer. I hate everything. Oh my gosh. I mean, that's just where. And then it begins with her coconut tree quote. I'm dead. I mean, this is somebody wrote this honest. Someone, God love them. God love their little hearts. They wrote it honest, Kane. They wrote the story and were like, this seems like a good story.
And am I the only one that sees the word brat and just automatically thinks brat? Like bratwurst? Am I the only one that thinks that?
Like you looked at this as Kamala Harris German hot dog?
Is she brat?
is she brat?
Like what is this? Is she brat? I don't know.
I think you might be hungry, my friend.
That's how little I care about culture.
Is Kamala Harris German hot dog? Delicious.
German sausage?
I'm Peter Strain.
No.
Okay. Brats are good. I like that snap skin. Feels like you're snapping a bone. Very good.
Gotta be grilled.
Yeah. No, you can smoke them too.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, that's, yeah. That was at the actual article at The Economist that was written like in this era. So there are some people, by the way, and I saw that it was put up. We got it up on Slack. I'm positive I'll get on our show account because people are like, that Algerian fighter isn't trans. Okay, prove it. Because the dude failed gender tests, plural, because there were multiple. And another league would not let the dude compete. So, I mean, if you're a chick, you shouldn't be failing gender tests to prove that you're a woman. And I don't trust any of you people. I don't trust any of these people. I'm not going to, no.
And those gender tests, by the way, they're not the kind of tests you study for.
Yeah, I don't know why.
It's not like you get better at it. And the next time you get tested,
I'll just study more so I can pass that gender test.
It's not like that.
I don't know, but I'm waiting because Steve just put it up like 30 seconds ago. So I'm just waiting for people to, especially the contrarians on the right. Now, Dana. Now, contrarians. It's just Kate to scream. You know, just going to start doing that anytime. Anytime any of these fools step up. All right, we got Florida Man on the way. And now I want some bratwurst, dude. No, I mean, gosh, everything is now ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And it just, puns keep coming. Just never going to stop. Literally, ever. We'll never stop. As we do so, our partners that help bring you free radio, it's the folks over at Hillsdale, an actual educational institution. Hillsdale was founded to pursue truth and defend liberty. And founded in 1844, it's a small Christian classical liberal arts college in southern Michigan. And they've been educating students on the principles of the Republic so as to preserve the Republic. And they have a lot of really awesome things for you available for free on their website, so you don't have to live in southern Michigan to take advantage of any of this. You can go to Dana4hillsdale.com, and you can check out, like, for instance, they have this video of Thomas Jefferson. It's a deep dive into, based on an actual letter that he wrote later in his life where he was reflecting on the drafting of the Declaration of Independence. And they were prolific letter writers, all the founders were, particularly Jefferson. And it's a really fascinating examination of what he thought about how the Republic came to be and where it was to go in this actual, based on an actual letter. So it's a really interesting video. You can access it at Dana4hillsdale.com. And in appreciation, you'll also get a free commemorative copy of the Declaration from Hillsdale to keep or pass on to somebody you know.
And
it's a limited
now,
time offer.
All of the news you would probably
miss.
It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right, so first up, the Dow's closed nearly 500 points lower on Thursday as investors' recession fears awaken. This is according from CNBC. The latest numbers, which we're going to get into, are not good at all. In fact, I mean, this is, I mean, are you really shocked over any of this stuff? Because I'm not. No one's shocked over it. This a new study says dogs help their owners become healthier. 61% of dog owners admit that spending time with their dog is the single best part of their day. I agree. I wish that I could not see, except for you guys. I like you guys. I would just love to spend only time with dogs. No people, because people are horrible. Just dogs. But they said this, and this is like one of the million surveys that they come out with. I don't even understand what the point of the survey is. It's stupid. It's the same as the stupid survey that we had in Stupid Headlines last year. It's the same stuff. It's all dumb. Dogs are amazing, though. They're great. We like dogs. Sea lions are stranded on California's coast with signs of poisoning by harmful algae. I don't know how this happens, but they said it apparently has. They said that sea lions they're stranded on this stretch of California coast with signs of, it's like the algae bloom or whatever, something like that. They said that there's this stretch of the coast and they've been eating harmful algae The Channel Islands and Marine Wildlife Institute said that since July 26, they've been inundated by daily reports of sick sea lions along a whole 155 miles of shoreline in Santa Barbara and Ventura counties. The marine mammals, it works too, they're suffering from domoic acid. It's a neurotoxin that affects the brain and heart, and it's largely affecting adult female sea lions because algae is sexist. The nonprofit said that it rescued 23 animals so far. They said that they see the outbreaks of this. It's like that. It's the this weird blooming algae is what it is. They fumble with the mouth. They can have seizures. Maybe don't eat the algae, stupid sea lions. Actually, it's not their fault. It really isn't. It's probably our fault. It's probably MAGA fault. Who knows? I mean, isn't that usually how it goes? The Army's $11 million deal. Sorry. With The Rock has backfired spectacularly. The Army spent millions of dollars getting Dwayne Johnson and his football league. Daily Beast, rotten hell with your stupid pop-up ads. With their little, his football league, they said that the contract required him to post 5 Army ads on his Instagram, and he only posted 2. And then the UFL, that minor league competitor to the NFL, that he co-owns, they were also to play these ads during games and place them on players' uniforms. But apparently the deal was so catastrophic that the Army projected it may have lost 38 enlistments instead of gaining thousands of new recruits, and they want their money back. I've heard that he can be a diva. I've heard that. I've heard a lot of stories about The Rock from a lot of people who work with him. Just saying. And they're like, oh, he's a good partner. I'm going to kind of believe some of the people that I know that have worked with him, and they're like, he's a diva. I also heard that Jack Black smells from a very famous actor that I'm not going to name. It did. He's no longer on Earth, but, you know.
I'm going to be very real here for a second. As you can probably tell, I've been crying a little bit. I always get these comments, but, like, recently it kind of ramped up. I get comments being called a man and being called masculine and asking if I'm on steroids. There will always be negative people out there, and they put women in a box, and they think of women should be fragile and petite and quiet and meek. But that's not the case. Women can be strong, and they can have broad shoulders, and they can take up space, and they can be big. I think I'm getting emotional because I feel very passionate about this. Don't let anybody try to define or dictate how you feel about yourself. You get to decide that.
So this is Ilona Maher. Mar, yeah. Well, I have a friend who says Maher, whose name is spelled the exact same way. But her name is Ilona Maher, and she's a rugby player, and she's at the Olympics. She's, you know, Team USA. She's been documenting her, U.S. rugby player, documenting her time over in Paris in the games. And she is an absolute, like, butt kicker. She's a fabulous player, and we have some of it. Audio Sun by 23, some of her, she's like in beast mode. I mean, she just like mows through these defenders, just mows them down. And I mean, she's a great player. And I got to say, and I want to preface this by saying it was a very few number of people. It wasn't a lot, but there were some people that, you know, these are our fellow patriots. And these are some people, because I haven't seen like a whole, it's been kind of like folks on, and I've seen some of them are people I've followed on X who have asked like, is this a dude, and have asked these questions. And I get that it has been a brawl. And I just had a story last hour about two dudes who were fighting in women's boxing in the Olympics. Now, I don't know anything about Ilona Maher, except literally just because after this story. And when I first saw videos, I saw some videos where people were talking about it, and I didn't pay any attention on X because I was looking. I mean, we had kind of a few other things to follow. She always seemed like, even though she was built very athletically, she always had a feminine air about her. And I think that is true no matter. And I really do think that women are really good. No matter how good the makeup is or anything else, you can tell when somebody's a dude. And all the surgery there, I can't explain it. There is a femininity that I think women have naturally, no matter if they're tomboys or not, that And it doesn't matter, honestly, sexual preference either. They just have. There's like a, there's something that they have. And I say this because I have family members, you know, a cousin is a lesbian, have family members who are, took after more of their dad's side of the family than their mom's side of the family and were built very, you know, muscular and very, you know, broad shouldered, but it doesn't matter. There's a feminine thing, but I don't know what it is. So when my whole point in saying this is that when I first saw videos of her, I was like, oh, she's a chick. She's just a very athletic chick. And there were a couple of people that I followed that I ended up seeing who were saying, why is this dude playing on the rugby team and saying all this stuff? And apparently she saw some of it, and that's what she's responding to on her Instagram. And my point in bringing this up is that I think that in this cultural battle, and that's exactly what it is, I think that people need to be careful not to hit the passerby who are not even in the lane. Because she's just a top athlete. And some women, and I know a lot of women, I have some very dear friends of mine who are taller than me and who are even more broad-shouldered than their husbands. Everybody's built different. Some women are just built with more muscle. One of my friends is built very, very broad. She was Junior Olympics for volleyball. Like, she played volleyball throughout college and, you know, all of that. I have other friends who played women's lacrosse. I mean, not everybody's, you know, built the same. I know you all know this, and I'm preaching to the choir here, but I think that women who are just built like athletes, that hardly makes them dudes or members of trans Tifa. And I think we need to not focus or try to hit people, bystanders, that aren't even in the lane that we're racing in right now and that we're fighting in. Because this woman could be an ally. And at a time when we are fighting for the soul and very existence of women's sports, this is not the thing to get into. Because she might be have a little bit greater musculature than your average woman. I mean, so she's built like a shield maiden. And everybody talks about shield maidens. Well, hot damn, now you got one. And so I don't know. I just think that people lose the plot when they focus on bystanders like that. And I was kind of sad to see a couple of the people I follow that were kind of promoting this stuff. I mean, people saying that, you know, she looked like a man or whatever. I also think if you can't tell a woman from a man, you might have some issues. No matter how good the makeup is or how perky the fake breasts are, I feel like you may have some issues if you can't tell. Because I can tell. I have never, ever been wrong. There's, like I said, there's a certain feminine air there. And I just, you know, if you're out there saying, well, this looks like a man. I mean, if you can't tell, then that's kind of says more about you than anybody else, I think. And she's actually, I mean, she's a beautiful woman. She's, you know, tall. She's built very athletically. She's, you know, strong. She can, you know, mow down those defenders like we saw in the clip. But she's representing her team well. And you know what? She's a woman playing on a woman's team at a time when women's sports is under attack. She's a badass. End of. And I don't think she needs to explain anything. I don't think she needs to apologize for anything either. Just, you know, we don't need to be getting involved in picking on people who are not in the lane, y'all.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.